All right there, you. How's things? It's properly spring now, isn't it? We've had enough breaks in the rain cloud to call it spring, I think. I like spring. Spring feels like more of a line in the sand than summer. It's more of a transition. And whether that's winter into spring or it's one year into another, it's a reminder of change, isn't it? It's a poke in the ribs to say, oi, weren't you going to do something? So that we can look at our goals again. I like goals. Goal setting can be quite satisfying, but it depends what you set. Because the satisfying thing is the ticking off of what you've done. The little sense of achievement that you get because you know that you're moving in the right direction. Because sometimes people are moving in the right direction, they just don't realise it, and so they give up. Or they get angry or disappointed because the only thing on their to-do list was something huge like pay off the mortgage. I know so many books and self-help podcasts, myself included, do say that the biggest secret to happiness is appreciating what you have now. But wanting more out of life doesn't mean you have to be unhappy first. Although if you are unhappy, you might find that you're missing some direction, some focus, because you don't have any goals. Goals that actually give you some control over your life, because the biggest component to achieving what you want to achieve in life is you. It's not me, or a therapist, or a lottery win, or a job offer that magically lands on your lap. If you want things like that, you have to make it happen. You have to make a plan that makes it happen and set goals that you can tick off as you go. So you can see that you're moving in the right direction. So you can see the opportunities to tick off more. After all, you're not going to win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket. And you'll never fall in love if you don't make friends. You'll never change jobs if you don't apply for a new one. You're never going to get fitter if you carry on doing the same things that made you unfit, if that's your goal. You'll never change anything if you carry on doing the same things. So goals are important, but being unhappy isn't enough. Clients say to me sometimes that they're motivated to change because of the pain that they're in. They might even be depressed because of their lack of direction, and it's the depression that is the motivation to change. But by the time their anxiety has become depression, it's sapped their hope. And when everything feels hopeless, then there's no point in a direction. But without a direction, they feel lost and stuck in their depression. So sometimes I might have to ask people if there's anything about their life that they'd need to change in order to be happy. And quite often people do say, I don't know. I just know that I'm not happy with my life. And actually, that's not usually good enough. Just being unhappy isn't motivation enough to get the ball rolling. Not knowing what you want, not having any direction, is the exact opposite of getting the ball rolling. The blooming ball is stuck in a muddy pothole. I don't know, this might sound like common sense, but one thing I've noticed over the years is that common sense doesn't necessarily mean common practice. Now, like I say so many times, there are no rules to this, not really. If you have some specific mental illness, then genuinely, there are no rules to follow. There is nothing that would help everybody. We have to work out for ourselves what helps us and what hinders us. And so, some people do need to spend more time living in the moment and not planning for the future. And some people need to do the opposite. Otherwise, they don't achieve what they wanted to. But if you do know what you want to do, and you know the steps that are going to get you there, the only thing stopping you would be a lack of motivation. And you can't get motivated if your goals are too unrealistic. We need to break everything down into smaller steps, things you can tick off as you go, so that you can genuinely see you're moving in the right direction. So, you go do that if you need to. It's another long weekend because of the coronation, isn't it? Go and enjoy that. And I'll be back on Monday on Patreon. Look me up on there if you need a little bit of extra help with all of these things that I waffle on about. Otherwise, I'll be back next week. See ya.